At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Karen Reed, it's beginning. The new trial, well, the motions hearings are going on. And as we know, a lot of the content of the trial determined right now in these motions hearings. Up for debate right now is Cellbrite data, the information of the text, when did Jen McCabe send it, the how's long to die in cold, was it 2-something, was it 6-something, they're talking about that. Also, more questions on other aspects of the case, like did a dog bite John O'Keefe's arm, and what dog was it? Why does the expert want to know more about it? Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jen, let's start with the dog. That seemed to be a big piece of contention this week in the courtroom. The dog bite expert, quote unquote, Dr. Marie Russell, who we heard from in the case, who has a lot of experience in an ER. She's been a doctor there for more than 30 years, but, you know, with everything and anything. She didn't focus specifically on veterinary medicine or dog bites or anything, but she's been around for a while. Does that make her an expert on dog bites? What's your thoughts?
You know, the expert world is very tricky because as an expert, typically you're not an expert in multiple items. You're an expert in one very narrow focus, mm-hmm. which is what you earned your expertise in and what you've been dubbed as an expert in. So in her case, certainly she's an expert in emergency medicine. She just spent so many years practicing emergency medicine. And I think that is where any court would normally find her an expert. But she's gone off into this dog bite world. And I don't believe she's an expert, but I believe she will be anointed an expert by Judge Cannone, because Judge Cannone already anointed her an expert in the dog bite realm. So I think she won't take that away from her.
It's a weird place to be, and we're kind of in that same area with the Cellbrite stuff as well. But on the dog stuff, doesn't it matter? I mean, doesn't expertise matter when it comes to this? I think she thinks she's an expert, but she kind of strikes me as one of those people who kind of thinks they're an expert in a lot of things, that they've been around for a great period of time. Granted, it is hard to say here is a specific dog bite expert, but some do exist. She just doesn't happen to be one of them. I guess, why are they hanging their hat on someone that could prove to be, you know, kind of ripped apart on the stand in terms of their expertise? I would think you'd want to get somebody in there, maybe the veterinary world, somebody. They're going to get torn apart either way, but somebody who has a little more to stand on than just, I've seen a lot of dog bites as an ER doctor.
Well, I think the biggest problem the defense has, and this is evident by the order in which things happened, they don't have any other go-to at this point. Remember, she came to them. She mm-hmm. was following the case. She subscribed to the Boston Globe. She felt like she could lend her expertise. obviously they would have looked for a dog bite expert and not been able to find them, because a real expert that is worth their salt and is credible will not testify against anything they truly don't believe in and is backed by science. They're not going to be able to be bought off. And I don't think they were able to find somebody that was willing to say those are dog bites. Remember, they tested for DNA in John O'Keefe's shirt where the holes exist, where he was scratched, and there was no canine DNA.
What are the odds there of there not being any canine DNA if, in fact, Chloe the dog did attack him?
You know, I think next to impossible. I think, first of all, the idea that the dog would just somehow attack the arm. I mean, you know, I'm not a dog bite expert, mm-hmm. but I grew up raising German shepherds. I have a dog, seen many dog bites. And this is not a dog bite. I watching her on the stand, I really felt bad for her by the end as Brennan just tore her apart because she kept floundering back and forth. Well, it's a bite or a scratch. Well, it's a scratch. No, it's a bite. She ended up with they were bites basically caused by the canine teeth. But this is the problem with that. An expert should never flounder other than if new information is brought forth.
Exactly.
So she's pointing out she really doesn't know, but she's going to stick with one.
Which doesn't necessarily make an expert opinion when that's how you're coming to your conclusion. Something that was really kind of shocking to me that I think really ended it for me on her was when it was brought up, hey, Chloe the dog's still alive. And we even told you that a long time ago. You could have, like, gone and actually examined Chloe, I don't know, done some sort of research, measured canine teeth where they're at, although that's been kind of proven to not be that great of a science to begin with. But you could have done something. We even sat Chloe down and had her do a porcelain mold. I'm sure the dog loved every moment of that, but it's there. It's there. It could have been used. It could have been looked at. Her response to that of, would this have been helpful? Not necessarily. That's kind of a shocking thing to say if you're a, quote, expert, that you're going to turn down evidence relating directly to the thing in question.
That was another very bad moment for her when she said, no, basically, I don't want to look at Chloe. I don't want to look at the dog mold. And to even go a step further, she said it really wouldn't be helpful.
Yeah.
Her point was because it was now versus when John O'Keefe, you know, purportedly was attacked, at least in her opinion, right? But the thing is, still, you would be able to measure distances. You would be able to see if there were any irregularities with the teeth. And I just can't imagine a dog bite expert not thinking that would be useful. The Commonwealth has a brand new dog bite expert. Look out, because that's a real dog bite expert that's going to hit the stand.
And that's going to be interesting to see. If it's not dog bites, I mean, I still kind of go back to, was it coyotes? But I think you'd have coyote DNA there as well, if in fact coyotes were dragging him around. It also, I mean, again, I'm not an expert in any of this either, but I guess according to the court, I would be considering what they're, if you've done something in your life repeatedly a few times, you may be an expert. I remember falling off my bike a few times. I remember tripping and falling quite a bit as a kid. And you land on your arm and you scrape it up. And you know what? John O'Keefe's arm looked pretty reminiscent of several of those scratches I've got on myself. You could find some pieces of gravel, I guess you could say. Well, that's a canine incision if I wanted to lie to my friends and make it even more exciting. But at the end, it's just road rash. Is that really what we're looking at here?
I mean, my belief is that when she clipped him, if you will, to use her own words, that when that housing broke, that plastic housing broke, it fragmented and had sharp edges mm-hmm. that resulted. Remember, there were dozens of pieces of taillight that mm-hmm. were found all yeah. over the area in the debris field. And so I think it was those edges that cut him. As it broke, just imagine if you took your arm and slammed it into any type of glass or hard plastic, it would cut you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're looking at. They're very, very, even the coroner pointed out, or I'm sorry, the medical examiner, that they weren't deep. Yeah. They were just, you know, on the skin, the top layers of the skin. And I think that's relevant as well.
If only they had spent a little more time on the actual investigation and not so much on, we hate that bitch. You probably could have, sealed the deal by now. But unfortunately, they went down another road. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial-free, with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.